Climate change is no easy sell to many Americans. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Furman D. Brabander, professor of philosophy at the Maryland Institute College of Art, examines the intricacies of selling something that can't always be seen.
Why is climate change such a hard sell in the U.S.? Many argue that Americans are too selfishly protective of their consumer lifestyle, founded on cheap oil, to be persuaded by climate change action. But I suspect there's more to it. Climate change is especially liable to doubt, skepticism, and inaction. For one thing, the climate is a special object of knowledge unlike any other. It's always changing. It is immense, elusive, and in its most accessible form to us, the weather, subjective and variable. As a result, climate change is a form of pollution that is tricky to rally around because it is impossible to pinpoint or identify neatly and succinctly. What's more, dire climate change predictions sound like the stuff of science fiction. It is easy to doubt such apocalyptic pronunciations when the sun is shining outside, flowers are in bloom, and everything looks fine. Alternately, apocalyptic predictions make any response seem quite futile. In the face of such devastation, which scientists say will be hard to avoid, what really can we expect to achieve? And if we would do anything, we must first negotiate the most complex global cooperation humanity has ever attempted. I might point out that we have indeed tackled immense environmental and geopolitical threats in the past, like the hole in the ozone layer and the nuclear standoff with the Soviet Union, which risked destroying the planet. And climate change might also soon furnish us with direct and persuasive evidence of its existence and quickly change public opinion in the U.S. This might come from a string of scorching summers or weather disasters. The only problem is, then it might surely be too late.
That was Furman D. Brabander of the Maryland Institute College of Art. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.